Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Melissa Griggs calling. I have a problem with you people. On the 31st of January, I ordered one of those watch things that takes your blood pressure or whatever it's supposed to do, and signed up for shipping of $11.94, which you charged my account with. Then before I even got the merchandise on February the 3rd, you made a charge to my account of $56.95. As soon as I got the package from you, the watch thing, whatever you call it, I took it to the post office, and they marked it refused and sent it back to you. I want to get my money back for both items, both charges.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
Beg your pardon?
Your zip code?
30546.
And what was your first and last name?
Melissa Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S.
And your mailing address?
356 South Main Street, apartment 7, Hiawassee, H-I-A-W-A-S-S-E-E, Georgia, 30546.
Yes, and I do see there was an order that was placed for a fitness watch. Whenever you place that order for that fitness watch, that is a entry gift to our monthly subscription.
It's what?
It's a entry gift to our monthly subscription.
And that's what I paid the $11.94 for shipping.
The shipping handling is $11.94. However, the $56.95, that's for the subscription. With that subscription, $125.
It's not a subscription, honey. It's a watch thing that you put on your arm.
No, ma'am. It's a subscription. Whenever you place that order, it's an entry gift for joining the subscription. You get a $125 gift card. It would have been
subscription for what?
You get a $125 gift card that would have been emailed to Miss GRIGGSFSU at gmail.com.
Okay. Well, and what does this gift card do? What is that?
That gift card goes towards any purchase on our online website.
I don't remember anything about a gift card to buy things from you.
That's stated on the website whenever you place the order.
Oh, boy. So are you telling me that I'm out all this money?
So we can have this account canceled. That would stop any future billings. We can issue a partial refund for the charge for the $56.95 for 35%.
Of how much percent?
It'd be for 35.
35%
That's
of
correct.
$57?
That's correct.
I don't understand. I did not sign up to subscribe to anything. And I have not gotten a gift card yet.
Yes, and that would have been emailed on the 2nd of February.
Emailed?
That's correct.
No. No, I've not gotten anything like that. How do you email a gift card?
Yes, ma'am. You can use an e-gift card. The same way you would place your order online, instead of typing in your card information, you would type in the information from the gift card. It's the same as getting like an Amazon e-gift card.
this sounds like a whole lot like fraud. I don't understand.
So we can cancel the discount. Like I said, that does stop any future billings. Instead of a 35% refund as a one-time courtesy, we can issue 50%, which would be $28.48 going back to you.
Oh boy, this just does not make sense. Well, I guess all I can do is say, give me back my money.
Yes, give me,
and I
like
have
the 50% back.
I suppose so, if that sounds like all, that's all I'm going to get. But believe you me, I'm going to put the word out that this is fraud. This is a fraud. But
yes, the terms and conditions on the website.
Give me back my money. That is not, I don't even remember where this thing it came from. It was, you know, did you want one of these watch things? And I thought, well, yeah, why not? It's like some Chinese thing and it won't last very long, but I paid $12 to get it. And then 3 days later, 4 days later, you've charged me $56.95 for nothing. I want back whatever I can get back, but I plan to go to the Better Business Bureau or somebody and about this, because this is not right. When can I expect my 50% back?
In 3 to 5 days.
In 3 to 5 days. And how is that going to come?
It would just be refunded back to
the
account.
You're going to take it off of my credit, my debit card? Is that what you're going to do?
It would just get refunded back to the account.
To the account.
That's correct.
Which I have no account with you.
What do you mean? It would just go back to your whatever account is associated with the card that was used.
That was my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. As a one-time courtesy, although the terms and conditions were misunderstood, we'll go ahead and issue the full refund. It still takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like a confirmation number?
That would be lovely.
C as in Charlie. 25-88.
82-67-6.
C 25-88-82-6-7-6.
That's correct. Okay, and what is your name?
Morgan, Morgan.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Morgan. I appreciate your taking care of that. I'm sorry to get angry with you. I know you only work there, but tell your boss that this is just not right, and it's very evidently it's something that is not understood. So I would appreciate it, and I do appreciate your sending me back the full amount.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.